The six-member committee set up to investigate the procurement of 128,000 fake male condoms into the country has presented a report to the Ministry of Health. The committee recommends, among other things, that the ministry seeks full refund of the $5 million paid to the unascertained suppliers of the fake condoms. The report also recommends that institutions such as the Food and Drug Authority must be technically, logistically, and financially supported in order to carry out their mandate efficiently. This is so because 18 million substandard condoms entered the supply chain. We bring you a report by Rabna Paha and Samuel Bano.
In April this year, the Ministry of Health set up a six-member committee to investigate the alleged importation of some 128 million male condoms suspected to be substandard. The committee, among others, was to investigate the bidding procedures, the supply, and the standards of the condoms. Presenting its report to the Minister of Health, Shariaite in Accra, the chairman of the committee, Professor Alex Dodu, said it is worrisome that the procurement standards used in obtaining the substandard condoms were essentially weak and ineffective. This is due to the absence of controls, accountability, and transparency. The committee, in its report, also argued that the Food and Drugs Authority appears to impose a weaker regulatory regime on the public sector, leading to cases where unregistered products are procured and imported. Sector Minister Shariaite said the ministry will not tolerate any act of lawlessness that will cause the country any financial misfortune. She threatened that the ministry will require full payment of the amount involved in the procurement of the fake condoms. The committee also recommended a policy review to address the institutional and functional aspects of supply and procurement within the Ministry of Health.
Rabnapa and Samuel Brown filed that report.